Good morning, everyone. And welcome to our in-person and our online viewing, listening to our worship service. And for our online viewers, welcome to anyone who is new to St. Timothy's and is listening for the first time. We do have a few announcements today. First of all, let's give thanks and celebrate all the food collected at the drive-through prayer and pet blessing and given to our local food bank. Our gracious thanks go out to Sheila Martin for organizing this and for transporting all the food to the food bank. We begin the first of our three-evening Life Shared program on Tuesday, October 20th, at 6:30 p.m. on Zoom. This video and discussion will prepare us for creating a culture of invitation in our churches in the midst of our ever-changing COVID climate. The program is free of charge, but does require a commitment of an hour and a half for three consecutive Tuesday evenings on Zoom. Please call or email the office for more information and to register. And we do have a few spaces left. For our hymns this morning, if you are new to worship, we are not singing. Angela is doing our singing for us, and we welcome her. But there's nothing to say that you cannot hum for some of these beloved hymns. Let us now take a quiet moment to prepare ourselves for worship. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek forgiveness for our sins. By power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to the service of God. Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now hear the word of God.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 99. The Lord is King. Let the people tremble. He's enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all peoples. Let them confess his name, which is great and awesome. He is the Holy One. O mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and fall down before his footstool. He is the Holy One. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among those who call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the decree that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them indeed. You were a God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God, and worship him upon his holy hill. For the Lord our God is the Holy One. Lord our God, ruler of the universe, you love what is right. Lead us in your righteousness, that we may live to praise you, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. To the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serving a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues you from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Would you please stand?
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere, and you teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with impartiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Gracious God, show us your ways, that we may see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. Amen, and please be seated. At some time, I think we've all heard someone say, "I'm really in need of some R&R, some rest and relaxation." And it's usually after a long, stressful time of work, feeling maybe that there aren't enough hours in the day to get things done, or tired after too many Zoom business meetings in one day. In the military or in pro sports, R&R might be called rest and recuperation after a stressful tour of duty or after a debilitating sports injury. But I think at some time, we've probably all expressed a deep need for some R&R, especially when times have been tough. Well, in our reading from Exodus today, we find Moses in need of some R&R. Stress has built up. The complaints of his people ever since leaving Egypt, despite the visible evidence of God's guidance, of God being right there in the midst of his people in the pillar of fire and cloud, despite seeing Moses' glowing face after his face-to-face talks with God, talks where one speaks as to a friend, and despite the miraculous provision of water and food. If that wasn't enough, just before today's reading, there was the incident of the golden calf. Worship of an idol while Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and nights in a retreat in God's presence. The people were restive and impatient, frustrated at the restrictions their journey has imposed, hearing about a future that isn't yet on the horizon, and wondering what has become of that Moses. So Aaron succumbs to their complaints and their demands and makes a golden calf, most likely a replica of the sacred Apis bull that was worshipped in Egypt and would have been familiar to the Israelites from the generations that they lived there. So the Israelites worship, and then they party. The result, Moses angrily destroys the tablets of the law that God has given for the people. After all of this, even though he knows he has a wonderfully intimate relationship with God, Moses was in some urgent need of R&R. But it's the kind of R&R that God gives. Reassurance and rest. Moses turns to God in his time of uncertainty and need and frustration. But imagine the inner thoughts in Moses' prayer. Where do I go from here? Where do the people go from here? Am I alone in all of this? Who will be with me? Who will God send to guide my people on the next stage of this life journey? Who is the companion God has just promised that would go on with us? Moses needs the reassurance that only God can provide. So he prays, "Show me your ways, that I may know you and find favor in your eyes. Show me your glory." Moses seeks, and he needs to see some kind of reassurance that God is still with him and with his people. Very much today as we seek and need that kind of reassurance, especially in these trying, frustrating COVID days. We too, like Moses, need to be shown the ways. We need to see the reassurance. Moses' persistent prayer reminds us of that consistent yearning, even in a relationship with God, to know more of his presence with us, that show me, the need to be reassured, to somehow see day by day. It's like the prayer, day by day, famous words prayed long ago by St. Richard of Chichester, and made more famous in the immediate past century in Godspell, that wonderful musical based on Matthew's gospel, and the song, Day by Day. Day by day I pray to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. Show me your glory. Reassure me. Let me see something of your presence. For Moses, seeing was the tent of meeting, a place where he talked with God. It was the visible guiding fire and cloud. It was the sense of glory he experienced as God passed by him on the mountain. Where and how do we see God's reassurance today? Like Moses, we pray, asking God to show us his ways, to show us his glory, that we too might see him more clearly. Now, we don't see a pillar of fire and cloud or meet God in a tent, but today we can see in a multitude of ways. We see God's glory in the autumn beauty around us. We see it in the results of all the prayerful planning that has gone into allowing us to physically gather in church to worship as community. We see it in the gift of ingenuity that allows us to worship in different ways, ways that show our relationship with God day by day and reassure us of God's presence with us. We have seen God's glory and his presence every night on the news in Toronto together, highlighting the ways that individuals and groups have been prompted to bring light, joy, and reassurance to others. Moses' prayer for reassurance included his people, for how could they go on without it? Moses knew that God's presence was essential to his people's very life and testimony in the world. Without it, they would be indistinguishable from the rest of the world. And Moses was not afraid to ask, to intercede for himself and for his people. And that reassurance was given. The tablets of the law were given again. The promise to be with the people was renewed. God's visible presence and provision was still there for the journey. So as Moses spoke with God, I imagine that he felt as though a weight had been lifted from his shoulders and taken over, that he felt a sense of calm, serenity, and rest, hearing, feeling, seeing God's promise, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. There are so many levels of meaning to this word rest. Everything from sitting down to rest after hard work, falling autumn leaves, coming to rest on the ground, as many things as you can think of. But who is the rest for in this reading? Is it rest for Moses? Yes. He needed the promise of reassurance and rest from all his cares and worries. Is it for the people? Yes, that too. Rest from their stresses and uncertainties, their fears, even rest from their enemies. Rest to regain strength and purpose. Rest also means being at peace, being tranquil, resting on the Lord, and experiencing the peace and tranquility and strength only He can bring. It means resting on, being founded on the Lord, the rock and fortress that the psalmist so often sings of, the house founded on a rock that Jesus speaks of. And thinking of foundation, I recall a long ago social gathering where there was a person who challenged faith, calling it just a crutch, something temporary, or something used as an excuse for everything that happens. And I truly believe that there was some divine guidance at that moment that supplied me with one word, foundation. Faith is the firm foundation for life that we rest on and build on day by day. This kind of rest is the peace that comes from God. It is resting assured that God is with us and we are with Him. It is the reassurance of being in a relationship with God and walking with God. It is the R&R God lovingly, graciously offers. But the story of God's R&R did not begin with Moses, and it does not end with Moses. Think of the number of Bible stories where God promises and gives rest to His people, where God is present day by day in so very many ways for people to see. Reassurance and rest, culminating in His promise through Jesus, His Son. Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. God's R&R, loving, refreshing, renewing, and sustaining. Amen. Would you please stand as we make our confession of faith? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us now pray for the church and for the world.
In the power of the Spirit, we pray to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the world, the church, and one another. Let us pray to the Lord. The response is, Lord, hear our prayer. Let us stand before Almighty God, offering our thanksgiving and making known our requests for the whole human family and for the world, for the church throughout the world. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Episcopal Church and the Dean, Council, and congregations of the Vancouver Island region of the British Columbia Synod. In our diocese, Bishop's Committee on Healing Ministries. In our deanery, St. Dunstan of Canterbury Anglican Church, the Reverend Richard Newland. In the Scarborough Ministerial Association, St. Paul's Lamoureux Anglican Church. In our outreach ministries, Loft Community Services. And we ask for additional prayers for people who have lost their jobs or are struggling financially. We pray for our bishops, Andrew and Kevin, and for the clergy here at St. Timothy's, Reverend Andrea, Reverend Kathy, and Elaine, our pastoral associate. May they break the bread of life and proclaim the living word to our world. May we all open our lives to receive the gifts they offer. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for those in our parish prayer cycle, Peter and Irene, Louis, Joan and Victor. May your grace and mercy be present in their lives. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our fellow Christians who suffer persecution because they name Jesus as Lord. By their faithful witness, lead their enemies to repentance and amendment of life. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray that this congregation will render to you all honor, glory, worship, and praise. Help us to render to one another the kindness, forgiveness, and compassion which is due. And help us to render to our neighbors the love, respect, and justice which you command. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray that you anoint the leaders of this and every nation on earth to accomplish your will. Equip them to do whatever accomplishes your will for all who are captives to justice, injustice, poverty, and violence. Teach us to put our trust in you, to seek your will for the nation, and to live peacefully and show kindness with one another. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray that the healing power of the Holy Spirit may bring health and wholeness to those who suffer, who are sick and suffering in body, mind, and spirit, those who are suffering the physical and mental effects of coronavirus. We especially lift before you the needs of Michael, Noel, John, Lucas, Robbie, Tuesday, Eleanor, Louise, Terry, Bob, Pat, Melissa Ng, Paul Creedon, Kamala and family. And for those whom we now name out loud or in the silence of our hearts. Come to their aid, heal and restore them to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray that the comfort of Christ will be with those who suffer losses and those who mourn, and that the hope of Christ will be with us as we remember those who have gone before us. Chu Tuck, Mrs. Yuck Yu, Betty Wilson, and Joan Yee, grant them eternal rest. Let us pray to the Lord. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one with you as you are with us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Would you please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you. O Lord, riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our Lord and God, we give thanks to you and praise you for your glorious name. For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. Amen. Almighty God, who inspired Luke, the physician, to proclaim the love and healing power of your Son, give your church, by the grace of the Spirit and the medicine of the gospel, the same love and power to heal through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, we thank you for your precious gift of our children. As they meet for their Kids Connect program today, guide their growth and development as they seek to know your heart. We lift up each child in your care, and we ask your blessing upon them and upon their teacher, Elaine, as she shows them your life and your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.